I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Massive week in music news in the UK. I hope you're all strapped in and ready for this week's Yellow Brick Road right here on CFRC Radio with me, your host Rue, bringing you the very best of the best of the UK and Ireland. And of course, I had to begin this week's show with a bit of Oasis. This is the moment it has all been building up to, the stuff of Mancunian rock and roll myth and legend. They return once again, two of the most compelling forces in British music who ruled the pop culture airwaves in the 90s, united once again to bring us some classic tunes, cause some good chaos, revive memories and stir hearts. The bad boys of British music are back once again, 16 years after they last walked onto a stage together, walking onto the packed Principality Stadium stage in Cardiff, Wales, shoulder to shoulder, Liam Gallagher, his arm draped around Brother Noel. Yes, folks, Oasis are truly back. On Friday night, the band kicked off the first of 41 shows that they were playing between July and November in the UK, Ireland, North America, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and South America. The first two nights, Friday and Saturday, like I said, were in Cardiff. And from the moment the band walked on stage, Liam bringing out Noel like a victorious boxer having won a round, it was hit after hit. They had this short film filled with all the press coverage around the reunion rumors and eventually the shows themselves, really hyping it up, bringing to our attention that the biggest band in the UK certainly was back in action. Liam says it was finally him that picked up the phone and spoke to Noel that did it, but whatever it was, they came on nearly 30 years since their 1995 hit second album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, came out. The first song that they played was the opening track on the album, Hello, and as Liam sang, it's never gonna be the same, 'cause the years are falling by like the rain. That's exactly what happened. They played 2 hours of their classics. The band was sounding really tight. Noel was quite understated, to be honest, in the beginning, though he had his moments to shine on the mic too. They played Acquiesce, a beloved song, which was in fact a B-side to some might say originally, and Noel, you know, was hitting those impressive high vocals. And they had the little set of Noel-led songs, like some might say, Talk Tonight. Liam, for his part, was sounding much better than he has in recent years, which was a real talking point. There was Bonehead on the rhythm guitars, the anchor of the band, and suddenly it was like no time had passed since the 1990s. The nostalgia train had already left the station with their openers Cast, followed by Richard Ashcroft, basically the two bands that emerged from the Verve splitting up, who themselves were one of the Gallagher brothers' favourite artists. Towards the end of the show, Liam said to the crowd, "Thanks for putting up with us over the years. We're hard work, we get it." Here's to hoping that they're able to keep the magic alive over the next many months until November. Next week promises to be a big one for the Burnish boys as they return home for 2 weeks and 5 nights in their home of Manchester. And I promise we won't talk about Oasis every single show and every week, but I do think in the glum times we live in, we can drop a little bit of the cynicism and just allow the joy that this band is waving to wash over us. And of course, they're coming to Toronto for the first time since 2009, next month, 24th and 25th of August. And if you have tickets, that's awesome. If not, don't even bother trying. We'll see if the band make it to here. Now, last week I had promised that we'll be talking more about Glastonbury Festival, one of the biggest celebrations of music in the UK and the world. We played a lot of music from the Friday and Saturday performances of last week, and we're going to have more performances this week. We're going to have music from the Saturday and the Sunday, and you know, Glastonbury has been more in the news this year perhaps than ever in Glastonbury's recent history. We'll talk about why. We're also going to be joined by a guest in the last half hour of the show, completely unrelated to Glastonbury, but who has a new single out and will come and tell us about his new EP. He's called H. Burner. We've played him on the show before and really loved his music. All that and more to come on the show, but I'm going to leave us right now with a little live clip from their performance of Acquiesce Pro Shot. So I'm expecting a documentary at some point, and then we'll listen to Some Might Say, just because it's been 30 years since What's the Story, Morning Glory, and then we'll come back and talk all about Glastonbury. So here we go. should say. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We've been talking about, of course, the big reunion shows that are happening. Oasis back on tour after 16 years apart. And this was one of the songs that they did perform on Friday night in Cardiff, some might say. And we just hope that they're going to, you know, keep it going, last, be this kind of unified group until August, when they're coming to Toronto, and November, which is as long as this tour runs and goes quite all around the world. But apart from Oasis as well, it's been a huge week in music news. You know, Glastonbury Festival, which we were just talking about, maybe the most talked about edition of this festival in recent years, for sure, maybe ever. And you know, there have been headlines, both good and bad, and we are gonna dive into all of them, not shying away from any of them. We're gonna start off with a bit of music, though. I'm getting us right back into that Glastonbury live music festival feeling again. I'm gonna play us some music from Fortet. This is actually a song originally by Eric Prydz, the DJ who goes by the name Eric Prider, and it was remixed by Fortet. It's a song called Opus, and his performance, including this song, went down a storm with those who saw him live closing the Woodsy stage on Friday night at Glastonbury. And you know, everywhere people were just like, oh, Kieran's a fantastic producer, he brought such incredible energy, so and so and so. So I feel like this will just help ease us back into that festival spirit. You can find some of Fortet's work at Fortet, fortet.bandcamp.com. Now, I'm going to move on to playing some music from Friday night, some stuff that I thought we missed, and then we'll have a lot more music from Saturday and the Sunday, as we weren't able to get to those last week. I'm going to start with some music by Loyal Khana. His new album, Hopefully, just came out. It's his first album since 2022, the Mercury-nominated album Hugo. This new album, it's a very considered album, as always, I feel, with Loyal Khana, and family and intimate snapshots of life are sort of a Loyal Khana staple. His mum features in his songs every now and then as a like theme, as a subject, as opposed to guesting. But this time, Loyal is writing about being a father. And musically, it's a new direction for him as well. He's singing for the first time, and he was telling this story if you know it, there's the series called The Chicken Shop Dates, and he actually went to university, I think, with the host Amelia. So he was talking to her, and he said that he was chatting with his friend Green Chatton from Fontaines DC, trying to get him to sing a part on the album, and Green never ended up getting back to him. So he was almost forced out of his comfort zone to sing on his own album for the first time. And it's almost one of those things where his producer, you know, took the singing guide vocals that he'd put down, and he encouraged Loyal to sing them himself. So this is in some ways a softer album. It charts new territory for Loyal musically, but you're gonna have to listen to the new songs yourself. I do recommend going on the BBC Music YouTube page, and you'll find performances of songs like About Time, which are really good. But I'm gonna throw it back to 2017. This was a collaboration that Loyal did with the iconic English musician Sampha. It's a song called Désolé, and Sampha joined him on stage. Now, Loyal would also end up sticking around Glastonbury. He himself guested the following day on Saturday on Ezra Collective set. You can find his work at loylecarner.com. That's Loyal Khana. You'll find his album Hopefully. But secret guests are always one of Glastonbury's biggest talking points, and there is excitement in the surprises and the possibilities that arise when some of the current best musicians, certainly in the UK but also in the world, are all located within the same field for a few days, and so guestings often happen. So I'm going to throw it to a very special set. The Maccabees, first up, you know, reunited last year just as suddenly as they had split up in 2016. They're back after a decade apart, and they headlined the Park stage on Sunday night, their first Glastonbury in almost a decade, and they had a very special guest on, Florence Welch, herself a veteran of music festivals and fantastic performances. So we're going to listen to their version of Love You Better from their 2009 album, Wall of Arms. Here first is Loyal Khana, Désolé, with Sampha.
Nobody thought I was leaving. Caught with the grieving, was taught to mislead them. When all I've been caught in the seasons, I changed for the better, and I know that things don't look better in a Kodak. Some things look better in a throwback hat in the cold, and I'm telling you to hold that. Just there, beauty and bold, I stare, cause you froze in the cold night air as the show lights glare. You can hold mine bare, cause the cameos grow so rare. I suppose I care about you more than anyone else, and I know that's true. So I propose and I say I do. And we run to the moon, September to June and July. We can sleep in your room. Never way too soon. Or you can hum to your favorite tune line. Or you can hum to your favorite tune line.
Spending time, spending time. It's never a waste of money.
Trust me, trust me. Speaking of love, well it must be. Cleaning the bed when it's dusty. Who's gonna moisten my face when it's crusty? It must be, it must be. I'm done with the games cause I'm rusty. And I ain't afraid that you love me. Wait till we get a wrong place and it's comfy. You touch these stars. So I let you touch these scars. Laying in my arms in the bus, please pass. I'm a tear that the trust needs ours. Cause it just needs ours. And yo, it just needs ours. Listen. Bumping Nas, Lisbon to Mars, eating custard tart.
Spending time, spending time. It's never a waste of mine with you. In the vines down my spine, in the vines. In a tuition intertwined. That's all I know. You're out of town and all your texts away. I wish that you were here laying next to me. Been lighting Palo Santos to the west of me. Been battling some villains and they press on me. Without my guidance once there especially. Nesting here together on the chest you breathe.
Lines that I write will survive. Another night blinds with the tires. I take mine till it's fine, but the time flies by till I'm sitting with the stars in the eyes. Can't lie, but I need to, I need you. Knee deep in the sea that we've been through. I see gleams with the beams that mislead you. So I need speaking the evil to these who wanna keep. Wanna talk, I don't wanna speak. Wanna walk and I wanna be. Honestly, something more than a cup of tea that you come and see. Feast deep when you're screaming to cover me. Deep cause your mother weeps when your brother leaves. Now you need sleep, can't speak when you're loving me. All the other keys wanna peace, but you're putting up with me. Couldn't see you were deeply in love with me. Make some noise for Sam for one time, man.
well.
Folks, a special moment from Glastonbury as the band reunited, brought on a special guest, and just played such an incredible set. You can find their music at themaccabees.co.uk. We also heard some music from the wonderful Loyal Khanna, who also did his first headline slot at Glastonbury, brought out Sampha as a special guest, and we heard their performance of Desolée. We're going to move to some of our favourite places, which is the smaller stages, the newer slots, the BBC Music Introducing Stage even, which I always say is where the coolest people hang out, because that's all the people that come to discover new music, find really cool artists, and, you know, find the bands that will be on the bigger stages in the future. I think Loyal Khanna was at Glastonbury doing smaller stages in 2017, and look at him now, headline slot this year. So we're going to be listening to some music from an artist called Jo Hill, and I'd been hearing her name a lot around Glastonbury time, and she has a song that she performed, which is called Glastonbury. So of course, you know, that was going to be one of the big moments of her set. It was the last song that she played, and we're going to be listening to it. Spell her name Jo Hill. We're also going to have some music from Adult DVD, the Leeds dance punk band, and friends of the show. So if you go back kind of in this show's archives, if you find the show's podcast, you will be able to listen to this interview from last year when they had a new EP coming out. They played a great slot on the introducing stage. They're really able to get the whole crowd dancing. You can find them at adultdvd.bandcamp.com. A tricky Google, I know, so put it straight into Bandcamp. Then Lambrini Girls also played the introducing stage, though honestly, I feel like they were booked for this slot before their debut album came out earlier this January. Who Let the Dogs Out? What a year they've had since. You know, they've played a sold-out North American tour recently. Their Toronto show was upgraded to, I think, the 1,200 capacity Phoenix, and they just still are able to bring that energy. They've been playing to huge festival stages in Europe, and they brought exactly the energy and the chaos that you expect from them at Glastonbury. I mean, when Phoebe Lunny gets up on various heights and just drops straight into the crowd, my heart drops into my stomach along with her. So anyway, they're incredible. I'm going to play us a performance of their song Love from Glastonbury. You can find them at lambrinigirlsband.bandcamp.com. There were other cool artists that I want to shout out, even though I'm not going to get the opportunity to play them today. Might happen next week. But there was a really cool band called Get Down Services. They're a duo from Bristol. And you wouldn't think that two people alone could bring so much chaos and so much energy and, you know, pack in these really witty lyrics. But do find them at getdownservices.bandcamp.com and go check them out. We're going to go into Jo Hill's song Glastonbury right now here on CFRC Radio.
Wanna see you on clubbing Thursday night? Let's go!
Cinematic, baby. Pick you up from your street. Headed down to Glastonbury with you. Then you call me crazy. When we were in the backseat, we had a little party. at your station, pretending not to notice the way you took my hand with a new. Let's sing it, glass of breeze. Sit around, baby, on the summer breeze. Picking up your shoes, take a little dance. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Take my hand, baby, like you'll never leave. I got nothing but time, so save a little time for me. Multicolored, baby. Sing the chorus to
I could have found. I'll try anything, I just wanna do something. I'll try anything, I just wanna do something.
Custom Break.
We'll be right back.
performing live from the Glastonbury Introducing Stage, the BBC Introducing Stages, which bring us some incredible new artists. One of the most exciting artists, especially live, to come out in the last few years, absolutely deserve to be doing Glastonbury, and a much bigger spot, in fact. We also heard some music from Adult DVD. We heard their song Do Better, and Jo Hill with her song Glastonbury, which was obviously a big moment, and she actually put out her debut album called Girlhood that came out last November. We're gonna, you know, move on to some bigger performances, because those are obviously the big moments that everybody likes to talk about, and, you know, they become big reference points at the festival. Sunday night, obviously, there's a lot of pressure on Sunday night when you come on as a headliner, because the bar has been set so high by other incredible performances. You know, there were artists like Doechii who brought on these full productions, really cinematic performances, which almost felt like music theater, but they leave you so impressed. There were artists like our very own Neil Young, Canadian, who, you know, stripped everything back down and still just put on an incredible show, and everything in between. You know, new artists have their moments. Established artists kind of remind everybody why they are so beloved. So there's a lot riding on you if you are the last person to close out Sunday night on the biggest stage in the world, the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. And that task this year was given to American pop punk, rock pop musician Olivia Rodrigo. She connected really well with her crowd. She clearly has been around and, you know, enjoys being in the UK a lot. She threw in quite a few pop culture references in there, which never really seemed forced, but it really warmed the crowd to her. And on top of it all, you know, at the end of the day, she is a good performer. One of the highlights of her set was when she brought out a childhood hero of hers, Robert Smith of The Cure. Now, The Cure released their album last year, as we all know, universally acclaimed. They did a few intimate concerts that were filmed and were really beautiful. But other than that, it's been a quiet 2025 for them, certainly, until Olivia brought Robert Smith back out. So I'm going to play us their beautiful performance of Just Like Heaven, along with Olivia Rodrigo. Now, folks, you have no idea how many cuts have been made backstage before giving you this final show, because there's so many incredible performances I could talk about, I could play you. Franz Ferdinand brought out the actor Peter Capaldi, and what a rock star he was. Franz Ferdinand also brought out our friend of the show, Masterpiece, who came and talked to us last year when his debut album came out, and did a wonderful version of their song Hooked, which is already, I think, one of the catchiest songs of the year. And that's now available on streaming, as a matter of fact, so you can go and check that out. But I'm going to play us another guest appearance that Masterpiece made, because he also joined the visionary English rap performer AJ Tracy, and they performed the song Red Wine. It is just indie goodness, so we're going to be listening to that. Matter of fact, Beast also has a new song coming out next week called Haley, but we'll keep that for future weeks. Right now, we're going to first listen to Olivia Rodrigo and Robert Smith of The Cure performing Just Like Heaven live from Glastonbury.
Do you guys think that Robert should stay for one more song? One more!
need you not to rock with me.
I said, my time,
hands up.
She wants
hands up.
My time.
Hands up. Hands up.
Yeah.
I sing it.
I said, chocolate, red wine. She wants to spend the night.
Patient, I'm trying to make it big. I'm on my way around tracks that stink, and the girls love me, I'm the heartbreak kid. You want roses, come to the field, we can pick some. Picnics with dim sum. You want bread, but I'm cool with a whispering angel. When I get yacked, I'ma lip some.
Yeah, you should know I'll be there for you. You, if you wanna talk.
Heads up, heads up,
I'll be
heads up,
my
heads up
ears.
Let's go.
One, two, three,
fuck you, Joe.
By the name, guys.
Yeah.
We can date nights, take flight and leave nights. Let's take a trip to stage right, like a Stone Cold Stunner. And now we do laps, road runner. Midsummer, I still pull up in crib and a hunter. I 300
Yeah,
heads up.
You should
heads up.
Know I'll be
heads
there
up.
For you. You, if you
I
wanna talk,
let's go.
I'll be lending
with me, with
my
me.
Ears to you.
One, two, three, go.
With AJ Tracy, folks, at Glastonbury performing the song Red Wine. There is so much more music I could play you. What I had planned for this show was a bit of Wolf Alice. You know, of course, they have just announced their next album to come out, the fourth one, The Clearing, out on the 29th of August. And what a glow up they've had recently. They are raging, they are confident, and you've got to go check out their performance of Bloom Baby Bloom, the new single that's come out, which they played at Glastonbury. You go do that and go find their music at wolfalice.co.uk. I'd also wanted to play some music by Jade, the former Little Mix member, who's really just had a moment of her own, the last of the group to really put out her solo music, and she's had new music out, a new song called Plastic Box, one performance that I've got to play us before we go into our interview for this week. The Prodigy, the British electronic pioneers who first headlined the festival back in 1997, became the first dance act to headline it. They once again headlined this time on the Sunday night, and you know, they were on at the same time as the Maccabees, on at the same time as Olivia Rodrigo, and incidentally as Canadian rock hip-hop artist's grandson as well. But according to anyone who was anywhere near the area, they were the easy choice. They were one of the best acts of the entire night, some say even the whole festival. The band has soldiered on after they lost their founding member Keith Flint back in 2019, and for some of the songs like Firestarter, they actually leave his parts silent to pay tribute to where his voice would have been. But the rave energy that they brought with classic hits and incredible stage presence made them one of the best acts to perform, and there was stiff competition. So I'm going to play us their song Breathe. You can find them at theprodigy.com. Here we go. Headlining on the other stage on Sunday night to close out Glastonbury Festival. That was their song Breathe. Folks, We have so much to talk about. I hope you've enjoyed listening in. Of course, one of the big things to talk about at Glastonbury is some of the performances that have gone on to make headlines. Now, Glastonbury has always been a political event. You know, it started out as a counterculture festival in the 1970s. It's had sort of stages like the Left Field stage and the Avalon stage and other stages which have been specifically for things like panel discussions, political discussions, speeches and such. I believe it was last year or 2 years ago that Jeremy Corbyn himself made an appearance before one of the band's sets and gave a little speech. So Glastonbury has always been a political event, and we've been talking last week about NECAP, and there was discussion about whether the BBC would air their performance at all, and the band were told at the very last minute that they won't be shown live, as we found out later, because they were a quote high risk act, and a safer version would be available later on the BBC iPlayer, which is the BBC's on-demand sort of streaming platform. So it wouldn't be on linear TV. It wouldn't be on terrestrial television. And I think almost in anticipation of NECAP being deplatformed and censored, basically, every other artist at the festival decided to be louder than they'd ever been before in their activism, particularly on the issue of justice in Palestine. So every artist you can think of, from Irish artists like Gurriers, Prince, NECAP themselves, to televised artists like CMAT, and even artists that you wouldn't normally think of as political, like Ezra Collective spoke out, Loyal Khanna, also when he joined them on their set, spoke out, outspoken artists like Amal and the Sniffers, Lambrini Girls, Nadine Shah, Jade as well, all took moments in their sets to particularly call to attention the genocide in Gaza and advocate for many things, end to genocide, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, trans rights. Artists really used their voice at a festival that is known to be political. One artist specifically, though, that seems to have captured global headlines to an extent that in the space of a week, various heads of music programming at the BBC have stepped down, the government has got involved, and the police have got involved. Our friends of this show, and again, known outspoken political punks, Bob Villain. And like I said last week, how short can I make this? Basically, Bob Villain called for an end to genocide in Palestine and called for the Israeli military to be taken to justice. And this has caught so much media attention that their performance was retrospectively edited out from the BBC live stream. The BBC apologized for showing it. I think even the festival put out a statement. The US has cancelled Bob Villain's visa. The band were meant to support grandson later on tour in the US. And police is now investigating sets by Bob Villain and NECAP. And basically, the world has gone mad. If anything, it's encouraged more artists to speak up louder than ever before. As Amy Taylor from Amal and the Sniffers said at Glastonbury on stage, in the vacuum created by a lack of political leadership, figures in art, culture, music and media have been stepping up. Even last night at Fontaine's DC's huge sold out 45,000 people show in Finsbury Park in London, they also used the moment to speak out, to raise their voice, as did all the other artists that were supporting them. And if anything, I think Bob Villain opened the floodgates for a lot more artists who feel they cannot be silent any longer to step in to speak out as well. But I do have Bob Villain's set from Glastonbury, even though it was taken down, and I'm going to take us to what I thought was one of the highlights of their whole hour. Singer Bobby Villain brought out, yes, in pure Glastonbury tradition, a guest to join the duo on stage for their song Dream Big, which is a song that basically encourages kids to dream, to have ambitions, and to feel that they can do anything they choose to in the world. Bobby brought out his younger daughter to do the live backing vocals, going, "Dream big, kid, kid, dream big." I'm going to play us that lovely moment, the song Dream Big, and when we return, we'll be joined by a guest on the show, the musician H. Bernard, who has a new EP coming out soon called Music for Making Friends. And I should also say, you know, in the face of media deplatforming and such, I'm going to repeat something that I have been saying since 2020 nonstop. If you like what you hear, support artists independently. Bob Villain are on Bandcamp. The song that we're going to be listening to is on their recently released third album, Humble as the Sun. Bob Villain, spelled BOBVYLAN.bandcamp.com. You'll find them on there. We're going to listen to Dream Big, and then we'll be back with H. Bernard.
How you feeling, Glastonbury? I said, how you feeling, Glastonbury? We should introduce ourselves. My name's Bob. How you doing? Some of you know me as Bobby. Some of you know me as Big Bob. On the drums there, that handsome fella, his name is Bob. Some of you know him as Bobby. Some of you know him as Lil Bob. And together, we're known by many names, many, many names, and we'll give you a few. Two Bobs in a Pod, aka the Metallica Murderers, because fuck Metallica, the Kerrang Band Killers, the Slam Dunk Hooligans, the Tracksuit Terrors, the cutest band in punk rock, the friendliest band in rock and roll, the most violent boy band in the United Kingdom, the most important band in Britain, the Fred Perry Mafia. You talk to us nice or you won't talk to us twice. We are Bob fucking Villain! And right now, we're gonna bring on the smallest villain known to the crew and to the people. This is Littlest Bobby Villain. AKA my daughter. Anything you want to say to the people before we start? Let's crack on then. Let's have it in Glastonbury.